Hello, everyone. I would just like to take a moment to thank Ciarla and the chairperson and every single one of you who came out today during this bank holiday weekend to give your much needed attention and time to these amazing issues. Hello, my name is Finlay Thompson. I'm 16 years old. I'm from Fraughegan, rural Donegal. And what I'd like to speak to you today is rural transport. This is something that's very close to my heart, coming from a rural background, and I hope the committee takes on board my suggestions. Firstly, I would just like you all to think how you got here today. I'm sure a good lot of you took your car, some of you probably took public transport, or maybe even one or two of you walked. But for me, the only possible way was to take a plane to this meeting here today. It wasn't something that I wanted to do. I'm quite well aware that the carbon footprint I just created is quite high, but yet this is a constant problem that rural Ireland faces, where we have no other option, no other means of sustainable transport. We always seem to be forced to take the most inefficient routes, the long way round, if you will. Rural Ireland has been faced with an increasing rate of little to no public transport. I know a farmer. He lives beside me, and for the past 50 years, he's relied on public transport to go to mass, get shopping, and do basic tasks. With the level of public transport that there is available now, his best option is to phone a neighbour to get a shopping. The priest comes round every so often to pray with him. But he's completely stuck in this situation, isolated with no public transport. Right there is a prime example of the problem rural Ireland is facing. We're effectively in the Stone Age in terms of our transport systems. We don't want people to hear stories like that and run a mile from rural Ireland. We want to make rural areas accessible for people to come visit or settle. Things like student leap cards and student cards on trains and buses as incentives for young people to use public transport at cheaper rates are fantastic initiatives, but they are completely ineffective in rural Ireland. Let me explain why. When booking a train to come back from Dublin to Sligo, I was told by my friend to remember to use my student card on the train. I had to actually ask them what a student card was and how you would even go about getting one. But I realised because my friend was somebody who used public transport a lot, the incentive of a cheaper ticket was much higher compared to me using a public train in Ireland for the first time. Recently, fares have been reduced for the first time in 75 years. This is an absolutely amazing initiative, but we can't wait another 75 years for the major change. The possibility of a carbon tax is something that could greatly help incentivise the use of more public transport. But if rural Ireland is still car-centric, the rising fuel prices cause the carbon tax to be completely disproportionate to the rest of Ireland. If there is no other option but to use carbon-emitting transport on a daily basis, then the whole point is lost. We need developed transport systems that run inter-county as well as intra-county, not just to Dublin back. We need this to incentivise people the benefits of public transport and why they should take it. We can't just look at electric cars to solve our problems for us either. An electric car has to be driven for 6 years before it is carbon neutral. They are a stopgap, far from ready to solve our sustainable transport crisis. Until we can meet this request for proper infrastructure of charging points so they can be used in rural settings and not harmfully extracting more materials from the ground, electric cars are not yet a sustainable option. Our suggestions to you, the committee, are to bring Ireland into the 21st century in public transport systems right across our nation. We want to see developed infrastructure of public transport right across the board with an emphasis on train systems in rural counties such as Donegal. Inter-county rail travel as well as intra-county rail travel is something that is very near and dear to all hearts at the Collective. We all love our capital city, but I want to be able to visit my friend here, Orna, down in Cork at some stage, and there isn't any sustainable way of doing that at the moment. 100 years ago, there were more trains, more stations, more routes in Ireland than we have today. We must look to the past and learn from it to better our future. Rural Ireland isn't the only place that needs improvement. The pedestrianisation implementation of a congestion tax within cities like Dublin is necessary. A congestion tax would be an incentive for people in the city to use public transport and balance out the impact of a carbon tax on rural Ireland. This would free up the city and give way to the opportunity for it to be pedestrianised properly, as well as generate some short-term funding. Exploring other options, such as hydrogen cars, could be a suitable alternative to electric ones. They could solve some of the problems that electric cars face in rural Ireland. On top of everything, the transition between our normal everyday cars to hydrogen ones would be extremely straightforward. In terms of refilling them, it would be just like your normal car, but instead you're putting hydrogen in. Implementing them in rural areas would be easy, as you already have the infrastructure of refilling stations. They just need to be converted to supply hydrogen. Hydrogen modes of transport could also have other applications, such as hydrogen trains or buses. This would make trains more sustainable modes of transport. The capability it has in terms of transport are limitless and provide some great alternatives to electric and fossil fuels. My final recommendation to the committee is to increase the funding that goes towards the transport sector. According to the Department of Finance, their expenditure data says that transport has been one of the two lowest funded sectors since 2011. In 2020, motor tax revenues in Ireland generated 6.2 billion euros, according to the Irish Times. That same year, only 2.68 billion was funded to the transport sector. This just proves that we don't think transport is a worthy enough sector to receive substantial funding which it clearly needs. All the suggestions I have made here today will require funding. And saying there's a lack of funding for the transport sector is a worn-out excuse. The lack of rural transport in Ireland will only decrease further if something is not done about it. The decline of rural Ireland itself becomes even more pronounced as young people are increasingly isolated, which invariably forces them to migrate to urban areas. I hope for future generations that we realise the tragedy of rural transport and the effect that it has on our nation, but also realise we are making progress with meetings like here today and everyone who's attending and listening. Gramila Maigat.